Blog Talk Radio.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say. Since you should hear, you can take away.
You can find me on
BonnieAlbersOnAir.com. I'm on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and check out my channel on YouTube. I haven't put much on there, but you get to see who I am. And I am going to try to upload some of my podcasts onto YouTube. But I do have a podcast channel, and I love it because you can take me in the 365 episodes that I have on podcasts, and you can listen to me at the beach. You can listen to me, hopefully, while you're driving, you know, that you just listen. And you can catch up with other shows. I've had great guests on. And every time I'm on, it goes to podcasts. You can take me to the gym. And I just love that I'm so accessible to all of you because I know you're accessible to me. At least I feel like it. All of you are important to me, all your callers, all my callers, all the chatters, and everybody online. Today, I have a special guest. He's been here before, and I just adore him. He is a YouTube sensation. He absolutely is and rocks YouTube astrology. He does tarot. He does tea leaves. He's just a crazy kind of guy that does about everything. His name is Hal Solomon. I am going to bring him in just a second. But just to let you know that Hal is just a very special guy. And when I mean special, I mean that we just adore him on the show. You can get him on HES Ultimage. I think it's .com. I'm going to ask him in just a few minutes. But if you go into YouTube, you get to see what all these people look like. So when I have guests and they're on YouTube, go check them out. Subscribe to their channel and get their vids because they're too cool. So I'm going to put Hal on right this second. Hi, Hal. Hi, Hal.
Hey, Mommy.
How are Bonnie? You?
Hey. Yeah. Could you give me 1 minute? I just need to get set up a little bit for a minute or two, and then I will be right back, okay?
Great, because I'm going to put Candy on. We're going to talk about what goes bump in the night, so be prepared for that subject, okay?
Okay.
I'll see you soon, Hal. I am so excited. Today, we're going to talk about what goes bump in the night. And I have Candy. She's our angel reader. She's not on through Halloween. So I want to get her view on what goes bump in the night. And what goes bump in the night, Candy?
Hi. Well, it can be many different things. It could be your imagination. It could be spirits. It could be maybe black cats turning into witches or stuff like that.
Oh, I just love all that crazy stuff. Well, tell me what goes bump. What really I want to know, because that's what I'm asking everybody, even online. When you get online, I'm going to ask you the same question. What does what goes bump in the night mean to you? What goes bump in the night for you? And have you ever experienced anything that went bump in the night?
Yes, I have experienced it. My husband and I lived in an apartment for 11 years that was very active. It was a porthole. This is one story that I'm going to share with you today.
I love that.
My husband was off on a business trip, and this was probably like almost midnight, and I was watching TV. It was dark in the apartment. And where my chair is, his computer at the time was sitting next to me. And I looked over, and up behind his chair came like a black mist. It got to the top of the chair. And it turned and kind of looked at me, and I looked at it, and it continued to go down in front of the chair and down under his desk. And I turned and started watching TV and just didn't think of it. It got anything. It didn't scare me at the time. It doesn't scare me now because whatever it is, I'm of the light, and it didn't bother me.
I love that story, Candy. I love when I can hear all of the peeps that I know all have bump in the night stories. You know, that means we're connected, and everyone's connected. So I'm sure, and that's why I love when people share their bump in the night stories. Mm-hmm. I will tell you, I go bump in the night constantly, and you know what that's from. Usually my song guide picks me up out of my bed, stands me right next to the bed and blares in my ear what message they want me to know. And then I've got to figure it out. So I love the what goes bump in the night. And are you excited about Halloween? I do want you to share something.
I love Halloween. I love Halloween time. The one thing that I would like to alliterate to people was black cats.
I want you to say. Absolutely.
Please, at this time of the year, keep your black kitties in the house at night, because there are some people that are not very friendly to black kitties. So please keep your black kitties safe.
I love that. I am so happy you shared that story with us. Hal, are you there?
Yes, Bonnie, I am here.
Okay. I love that you've spent some time with us, Candy. You need to spend a little bit more time. We want your angel readings to come back. So thank you for being in chat and keeping chat going. Okay, thank you.
Okay, I'll be able to help. Yeah.
Thank you. Hal?
Yep.
Hi, Hal. How are you today?
Hey, I'm doing great.
I know. I mean, you had readings before the show, and I love that. It just gets you juiced up for doing what you got to do here. But before
I apologize to everyone for needing a minute or two there.
I totally understand. Usually I can talk for about 20 minutes, but you know what? I wanted to tell everybody, and I'll save it to the end, what's going on the rest of the week. But what I want to ask, and I've asked every single person from last week to this week, and since you're new this week, I want to ask, what goes bump in the night for you, Hal, and what does it mean to you? Because you know Halloween's coming up.
I'm trying to think. I don't know. Whenever I think of, like, the irrational fears of the night, kind of, it's usually either, like, oh, well, I think that, like, dolls are creepy, so I guess that would be something, like, human-looking dolls.
Do you know what? You mean, like, the Chucky doll. Is that what you're talking about?
Exactly. And it's so funny that you said that, Bonnie, because I wasn't going to admit it by name, but yes, when I was a little kid, when I was very young, I was terrified of Chucky when I was very young. That is too funny.
What? Yes, I do. And you know what? I don't like it either. And you know what's so crazy I don't care for? And it's so sad because I don't like to say, you know, that I am, that I have any predisposed notion for anything, but I don't care for clowns either. And anybody out there that does clowns and clown stuff, I love that kind of, if I'm at a circus or I'm there, but when they do those evil clown things, I just can't handle them. So they're for me, a lot of things go bump in the night, but I love that. But the ones that I don't love, Hal just mentioned. So I'm with you, Hal. Don't like the dolls, and the funky clowns can stay to themselves.
Me and a friend went to a hayride, and they had plenty of those scary clowns with chainsaws. So I don't think you're going to like the one that you went to.
I'm in Orlando, and I want, you know, everybody, you know, Halloween Horror Nights is down here. My daughter loves scary things. She always did growing up. I mean, even at two, the only thing is she couldn't sleep in her bed. So, you know, I mean, think about that. But she kept thinking that somebody was calling her name, and guess what? I'm sure they were. But Halloween Horror Night, I'll never forget. They used to drag me, and now it's not so scary anymore because there's billions of people. So really, like the person in front of you, I just grab them and keep walking. But when they didn't have so many people, they had like the mist, and I would walk through and then they jump out at me. Honest to God, you would think I would be okay with that, but I wasn't. So I just, you know, I don't know about you, but don't like haunted houses. I don't like all that. I don't mind if I see it, but I don't want to experience it in that way. So I have been in plenty of haunted houses, but they're usually under my control versus somebody else's. So I want you to tell everybody what you do, Hal, and how you do it. We want to get to know you just a little better, and what you offer people on your website and page, because I already told them to go to your channel on YouTube, take a look at what you do, because you're fabulous at what you do. And I like everybody to see, you know, who is on the show. So you go for it, Hal. Tell them what you do and how to get a hold of you.
Okay, awesome. So I am a channeler. And I used to channel through tea leaves and tarot cards, and now I just do direct channels. So I don't even actually need any like cards or.
Oh, who
really
told you that?
Now. Yeah, like right now I have these self-made index cards that I use. The one of which I might make eventually into a deck of cards since it's like archetypical but has very unique and diverse archetypes. And a great amount of like non-duality or, you know, dual natures in each card. But so I use these channeling index cards right now to help me get pieces of the message because to like channel directly, it still takes a lot of energy and time. So to have like a jumping off point is still really nice. But for anybody who wants to listen to me, I can find my my key points a lot faster now. So,
well, you know, we don't rush you, Hal. We've never rushed you, and we never want to rush you. So I don't rush spirit, but you are fabulous in everything, and I just love that I could watch you change because actually you've spiritually changed over the last probably. I think since that I've known, because, you know, it's in February, and it's just amazing what you have gone through and what you're coming out on the other end as, and keep coming because you're so young.
Yeah, exactly. And it's like, for people who had watched my channel from the beginning, they literally saw me go from, you know, connecting with, you know, my higher self spirit, et cetera. To me, it's tomato, tomato.
That's my line. Okay, that's
yeah.
My life. Go ahead.
who actually saw me, you know, at the point before I could channel, and then people all of a sudden saw when I learned how to channel. And before, when I was learning how to channel, I would get things through physical cues and stuff, and then all of a sudden I could just start channeling more directly. It really is interesting. And, yeah, I even made some updated videos recently saying, you know, some people can kind of go by and, like, keep doing the same thing. And it's like, I'm not one of those people. I'm always challenged to continue to change and evolve.
Absolutely.
And that, you know, it's kind of through listening to, you know, my higher self spirit, et cetera, that I really am challenged always to evolve. So, and now I'm really grateful for it because, of course, it's like you go kicking and screaming at first and being like, oh, but I don't want to learn how to not use cards anymore. But then once I did, I was like, oh, my God, it's so much easier and so much better.
Absolutely. Well, I think that, you know, I still, you know, I could never read cards. So, you know me, I went the opposite way. I always channel spirit, and then I wanted to do cards. And they're like, I was so confused, I didn't even know what to think. But now what I do is I throw one just to see where the energies are. So it might be one or two, but yeah, I get you.
Yeah, and I was going to say cards are really great, too, as a, like, as a tool to learn how to connect to one's higher self and or spirit. And I think that's the best way of thinking about them. And that's why I always used to say it's like anything like cards or tea leaves or anything else, they're just tools, you know. The message is what
absolutely.
That's what matters the most. All right, so now that I've digressed, I, as a channeler, I offer a variety of different messages. I do short messages, which are short question and mini monthly. I do love and relationship ones that focus on the dynamics of the relationship.
That is
and,
cool.
And, like, the triggers that are for the relationship and everything like that. I do life lesson readings, which are, you know, there are two of them available right now, and you only get them once within your lifetime, and they have to do with how to best use your own abilities and gifts in different areas of your life. And then the other one's life lessons and, like, big karmic lessons and self-development.
Oh, I want one of those. I want one of those, but I don't think I'm a gosh only knows what my karmic lessons are. I don't know. I think I'm giving karma back. I'm not learning anything. No, I'm kidding. But that is, you have the coolest, you do have the coolest readings. They're very involved and very, very definitely sought after. And anybody who knows Hal knows or watches Hal knows that he is very thorough with what he says. And he just keeps saying. So I think that please visit his website. And go ahead, because I interrupted you. I know you have more.
Oh, no, it's cool. Because, I was going to say, the only other thing that I missed, I think, was life coaching and spiritual coaching. I say spiritual / life, higher self coaching, because I teach as higher self. So it's like life coaching is basically like an hour session of like whatever the client wants to ask. And sometimes it's with a side of spiritual coaching too, depending on the person. But I have these spiritual coaching cards, which is another thing that you can inquire about during these readings if you would like. So I like to throw it out there so people know I can actually do that for them. Because I just laughed at it. Got some cool stuff. I have different cards that I made out of index cards of chakras and energy signatures and, spiritual / divination tools. So it's like, and or higher self tools have that I pull for you for suggestions of what you can use, the energies that you should cultivate and everything like that. So they're very cool. And I don't know anybody else with those. So I love doing it for people.
I think that's so cool. Any type of readings or coaching or inspiration for people to guide them on their path. Everybody gets confused once in a while. Everybody needs help. In fact, I did a whole thing about how medium psychics, intuitives, card readers, and all included are now the new psychologists in town. And it's really interesting to see how it's gone from the office chair of, okay, can you tell me about your childhood, to, hey, I found your father here, and these are the life passage that we're going to see you through. And it's really a cool thing because, and I'm only giving, little examples, but I see it evolve, and people are using life coaches, intuitives, mediums, and psychics to help explore things that they couldn't get over. And so all of your readings and all of our readings are evolving to much more of the mainstream, and I love that.
Yeah, definitely. And I mean, and I was going to say, I understand what you mean, because in my experience, I feel like, from the perspective of ordinary counseling, psychiatry, the idea was, a lot of just talking and, speculative more a little bit, where it's like when you're a medium or a channeler, you're required to bring out things that person, might not even want to disclose. And it's just a matter of, you have to just dive deep into the heart of things, I believe, from the very beginning.
Well, here's a good example, and then I have someone online who would like to speak with you. Okay, actually get a reading for you, and we'll talk about what you need from the audience. But, here's a good example, because I did have a practice. I do my radio now, much more intuitive practicing. But I had a client who, and I do a lot of relationship counseling also, but I had a client who could not get over the death of her mother. Okay, no matter who she saw, it always came up. They gave her antidepressants. But when she came here, and I actually brought her mother through, the change in less than 2 months was so amazing that she doesn't see me anymore. She doesn't have to. She can see me every once in a while as she wants. And her relationship with her husband, her children, she now doesn't have to be on antidepressants. She has a reason for life, because I think sometimes when you just need to know. And so I think that's what the medium psychics and intuitives are starting to do. And I love seeing that there's a place for all of us is what I love. But I have somebody, first of all, I've got to ask you, how do you want your readings to go? I don't usually ask people, but I'm going to start, because everybody reads different. Everybody wants different. I work with questions the best, unless spirit comes to me. But how do you want everybody online who is waiting for a reading or for your attention, actually, what do you want? Do you want general readings? Do you want questions? How do you work the best, Hal?
It's so funny, because I'm really cool with everything. It's kind of crazy. I mean, it's
I love that.
So much of everything. It's like the only thing I don't do the only thing I don't do right now is connect with departed relatives, because that's just not my focus, because to me, everything that I always do is about people understanding their life lessons, their karmic lessons, their life paths, and the paths of their questions and why things have to be a certain way. So, I mean, I'm cool with questions. I'm cool with energy of the next month or messages for the next month, messages for what I need to know now. I'm cool with that, too. Like, just whatever messages need to come through, I'm cool with that. Like, I'm cool with, I'm interested in, you know, expanding my work with my intuitive or spiritual gifts. What can you give me with that? Because as I said, I can do that, too. So it's like, really, I'm up for you know, a lot. So,
well, everyone, you're going to be...
Bring it on.
You're going to be getting it, Hal. I can tell you that. And I love that. I love when everybody's flexible. And I bring through spirit, so you don't need to. No, I'm not kidding. I love doing that. But people don't understand. And since I have a guest, I won't be doing that today unless somebody comes through and I really have to get the message out. But I do have to inform everybody about mediums, because I think some people, and I've had mediums on the show, and I really shouldn't even bring it up because Hal is not using that gift. But mediums, when you expect somebody to show up, sometimes it's somebody else who shows up that needs to send you a message. And I have so many examples of it from people being on the show, but I don't need to say it because we're not going to do it. But always be open to whatever messages you get. Write it down. Take it notes. With this show, which is great, you can go into podcast iTunes and download me and my guest who's on, and you can listen to your reading over and over and over again, because I'll guarantee you that you'll never just want to do this once, because there's so much involvement in a message that you might not take in all at once. Don't you agree, Hal?
Yeah, I do. And I mean, you know, the good thing about your show is people can listen back to their messages because you have those recordings.
Yeah.
Actually,
yes, they can.
Almost all of my readings I do as a recording, so people have a permanent record. I believe it's very important that people can go back to their message and listen again, not only so that they can remember the guidance, but also to see that it came through, you know?
Absolutely. And that's why I do this show, really. I love that it records, that everybody gets a snippet in time. And I'm going to put somebody on that's pretty special himself, and he's going to want a reading from you. So 860, you are on with Hal Solomon. Hi.
Hi, Bonnie. Hi, Hal.
Hey.
Oh, my goodness. I'm not going to say who it is, but I will at the end. But hey, Chris.
All right. How are
Chris,
you?
Chris, this is Hal. I'm doing great. Chris, this is Hal.
Good.
Hal, this is Chris. And now,
Hal
and Chris, go for it.
All right. So can I just ask about, did he say I can do just general, like any messages that are important for me right now?
Yeah, whatever you want. If you want that, I can do that.
Yeah, let's do it.
All righty. Bonnie, you know the drill.
I know the drill. Hey, Chris, you know, tomorrow I'm going to ask you the same thing. So be prepared about what goes bump in the night.
Oh, right.
So,
right.
And I know you've answered that already, but
right.
I'm really excited. I'm going to, at the end of your reading, I'm going to tell everybody who you are, if nobody knows who you are, and this will be really interesting. So how are you this morning? I have to tell you, my daughter heard from U of T already, and they want her. Oh, my gosh, they sent a note. I mean, you know, and I don't want to say any more, but it is the coolest thing I've ever seen, and I am so proud of her. So I know we were talking this morning about it, and I just did want you to know that. She already heard
from
her.
No, that's good news. That's awesome.
Yeah, and I'm really excited about that. And who knows what's going to be the future. I am hoping more open up, like I said, in where she is, but you never know, because these are pretty darn good ones. So I'm excited.
Right.
Now, Hal, when you're ready, you just interrupt me, okay?
Not yet. I mean, I can pick really quick now, but honestly, I want to get his key points for his message.
Oh, no, just tell me when you're ready, honey. You don't need to be you don't need to be rushing. Just say, Bonnie, I'm ready when you're ready, okay?
Okay, cool.
So what are you doing, Chris? What are you going to do for Halloween, and how are you going to celebrate what goes bump in the night?
I'll probably just be sitting here in my office, just working actually on Halloween, and well, I mean, probably passing out candy, but there aren't a ton of people around me. So, you know, we don't get to a lot of kids or anything like that here. So,
are you going to dress up?
What? Probably not.
well, if you could dress up.
Maybe not this year.
If you could dress up. Well,
oh,
you know, you're still young, but if you could dress up, what would you be?
Oh, man. Probably Bigfoot.
I would not. You know what I was going to say? This is really funny. And I don't know why they came up with this, but who was Professor Clouseau?
I don't know, but yeah, probably I dressed up as a professor in the past.
Well, this one is not just a professor. This one is, I'm going to say, he's so famous.
Mad scientist?
No, Professor Clouseau is, they wrote all those books about him. You know, he wrote, and he wears like a spectacle in his eye. If anybody's in chat that knows, it's the Pink Panther.
Oh, Pink Panther, of course.
So he is somebody. It's from the. I don't know why they showed me that image. So
crazy. Like a detective.
Yeah, I guess so. That's what you, because I see like a pith helmet on that has like netting, and then I had the little spectacle in your eye, and I don't know why they're showing it to me. So maybe it's that you like detective work, like detective work really, but maybe you like to figure things out.
Yeah. That might be a good thing to dress
up. Well,
look
him up. Professor Clouseau, the Pink Panther, and see what resonates with you, because I'm telling you, they have it right in front of me. And do you have your whole house full of people, or is it just you handing out candy?
Yeah, there are three other people here. I won't be alone doing that.
Well, that's
good.
because if they see your costume, you might scare them.
Right, exactly.
So, and you know, I always go, it's really crazy because we always say that, like, what do people go as with their personality? So I'm going to ask, and I'll ask everybody online when I get to them. And at the end, I'll tell you, unless you've heard me say it. But what do you think I go as? No, I do alternate, but what do you think? What do I go as? What do you see me as?
Don't you go? You go as a witch, right?
Close, but no cigar.
A good witch.
You mean Glinda, the Good Witch of the East?
Right.
Okay, I'm good.
Okay, go for it, Hal.
Okay, Chris. So I actually am familiar with what you do. And this is a lot of your message, actually.
How do you know what he does? Wait a minute, Hal. How do you know what he does? I did not tell you who he was.
You didn't, but I know. I'm like, correct? Assuming this is Minnopond?
Yes, maybe.
Okay, cool. Well, Chris, this is a lot about your work, okay?
All right.
And your development. And I got to give you the I got to give you the push here, okay?
Sure.
Okay. So first thing that I'm getting is push harder, both with your abilities and your perspective on your abilities, okay? And I'm going to have more here because I wanted to give you a little more detail too, but I'm going to give you a few more other things with that, and then I'm going to move into your energy signature stuff that I have, okay?
Sure.
All right. I also got the energy of discreet a lot through here. Number one was push how you deliver your messages and the, I guess, maybe even specificity of how you convey yourself when you're giving your messages, and you will reap many more benefits from it. Okay. All right. Next, you must really push yourself to continue to evolve. You will only grow if you push yourself. If you are proud of what you do, why would you hold it back? All right. Because I was getting an idea of like, okay, the energy coming through was like the idea of someone keeping quiet or holding back a little bit more than they should. And also, I really think with the pushing yourself, and I've learned this firsthand, Chris, so I got to give it to you firsthand, if you continue to listen to your higher self, spirit, et cetera, however you want to word it, to challenge yourself to continue you to evolve with either your tools or beyond your tools, and, you know, to always never be in any way bashful, to tell it the way it needs to be told, to deliver it very directly and concisely. And I'm going to just throw this out there because this is a great lesson for just all people, so I'm just going to say it in general here, that, you know, there's never any fear that has to be around if things come through in a way that people don't want them to. This is for the highest good of all people to be able to give the message the way it must be conveyed. And that, you know, in hindsight, everything becomes clear for people. And in hindsight, what a person didn't want might be their greatest salvation. Okay, give me a second now because I'm going to give you the energy signatures here. Because I wanted to do energy signatures for you too. And this is showing me really what I think you need to start, you know, moving into some other places energetically. I'm not sure if you've ever done any kind of like literal energy work, like crystal meditation or Reiki or anything like that. It's all energy work. But I express it through crystal meditation because that's how I began everything. I have three energy signatures for you here, okay? First one is the set Regal Sage Mage. This is high energy, Chris. High energy. Like, to me, I don't think I've even gotten this for somebody yet because these cards are fairly, I've had them for maybe a couple months. But this is heavy energy. Like, this is the kind of energy that people really have to be prepared to use. And I feel like you must be up to that point already to be able to handle these kinds of high energy stones. These are also the stones that tend to be, like, associated with, you know, more of an ancient energy, kind of light and dark energy, really esoteric energy, okay? I'm just going to call out the gemstones here. You know, you don't have to use all of them, but it would probably be a good idea to meditate with some of them to get working on those energy signatures. Because Regal Sage Mage, that's like really deeply connecting with higher self spirit, okay? That's the energy signature of that. Again, this is like a big set. Fluorite or snowflake obsidian, preferably together. Numite, Arf Vedsonite, really, really good one. Worst comes to worst, Chris, like Bonnie has my information. If you want these, I can give them to you later. Kind of funky. But Arf Vedsonite is a really, really good one. Gold Sheen Obsidian, Preseli Bluestone, Shatakite. Like some of these, Preseli Bluestone was one of my like foundation stones. I really think that you should be like challenging yourself to work with energy that much more. I would say, for lack of a better word, intensely, because I think there's a lot more growth that can be happening here. Next set, Shift Flux. These are very, again, Chris, these are very heavy energies. Like normally when I'm introducing somebody to energy signatures, these are not the ones that come up. So it shows me that you could handle it and you could handle, you know, shifting your energy, working with energy more to, you know, again, push yourself and challenge yourself. Barite, the one I use is yellow barite, but it really has the energy of like shifting gears. Moldavite, if you don't already have any, because moldavite's the most common of these. Everybody, it's notorious for being a very high energy stone. I mean, certain people can handle it more than others. I have a necklace and I used to wear it to bed at night for like on end. So I would suggest that one maybe because it's most common. Fairy cross is another really good one for shift and flux. It's a lot lighter of an energy, but pretty good. Last one's grounding and focus. Grounding is always important for anybody within our line of work. So I would say always keep it in mind, and I always like to say that remember that grounding and that your generator, so to speak, is internal, and that you always want to keep in mind to never approach it. And I mean, okay, this might sound obvious, but I like to give this information for everybody listening, that you remember that you are the generator and that everything inside of you and that comes in and out through energy is pure, okay? That there's never any reason to have to fear it being external as a threat, that whenever you are challenged to grow, that it is, you know, a good thing. And even though it might take some heavy lifting or some, you know, like kind of like digging your heel in a little bit or going like, oh man, I have to learn how to do this instead now, that it's worth it, okay? Because this has literally happened to me a lot of times. I've had to stop doing one way of doing things because it became superfluous. Like, I crystal meditated for a long time, then once I learned how to channel, I just didn't need to anymore, because, like, I can do energy work whenever, wherever. And it's like I had to stop using cards eventually. Like, for you, this might happen too, and it should happen is really the idea.
I think it has.
And it's not, you know, like, patience and all, but I really think that you're being pushed to continue to grow and evolve beyond maybe your comfort zone at present.
That's so interesting. That is,
yeah.
That is so interesting. How do you find these stones, Hal? Because I haven't heard you talk about stones this much, and I happen to love crystal and crystals. I feel like the energy there.
All the stones that I recommend are stones that I personally use. I have a lot of crystals, a lot, and I always recommend them so strongly because to me, I think that crystals are the perfect introduction for anybody to begin working in energy work and also to increase their efficiency and growth within energy work. And I mean, for me, I could have never even, you know, felt comfortable and grounded doing work with cards and with giving people messages unless I had started on that path with the meditation and energy cultivation.
Interesting. Well, do you have any
questions? But yeah, I mean, all the ones that I suggest are ones that I've used personally.
That's
and
wild.
I have some very uncommon stones.
I want the list of them because I'm always at a crystal store thinking, and the only thing I ever buy is either a moonstone or a black obsidian. And then I'll buy a green stone and think, why did I do that? So it's just, I could look at them all, and it's just crazy. So.
Well, yeah, I was going to say, the great thing about this day and age is that we do have the internet as a resource for crystals. So you can get crystals that normally they don't even stock in a store unless it's like some stores are a lot better than others about stocking more diverse crystal selection. But I mean, if you go to an ordinary store, you're only getting rose quartz, moonstone, hematite. Like the more high energy stones can be very valuable for energy work and learning about energy signatures. So, I mean, I always tend to, like, highly suggest, you know, taking that extra step to look online. And that's why I do these energy signature cards to help suggest things that people might never have an ordinary resource towards.
That is wild. So, Chris, did you understand? Is there anything else you want to ask him before we move on?
No, that was great. Thank you.
Well, listen, both of you are around the same age, and I love that you both read all my show because Chris is Chris Reck from Minnow Pond, and he will be here Thursday. So I hope everybody's listening because both of these wonderful gentlemen, they're younger than me, so I'm going to call them kids, are fabulous. And they work in different ways, but the same venue, which is spirit. So thank you, Chris, for calling in. I wanted you to meet Hal, this is Chris. So now you can watch each other's vids.
Yes, thank you.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Chris, it was great meeting you.
Yeah, you too.
All right. Thanks, Chris.
All right, thanks.
Bye-bye. As friends, I love everybody to be friends on my show. You know that. And so when I have people, especially young kids, and I call them young kids because I'm younger than all of you, I really love when I can say one will read for the other. I just love that. So that's why I put him on. And I am really excited to say that both of them will be reading this week. And both of them are told you what goes bump in the night for each other. We'll find out what goes bump in the night for Chris on Thursday. But 509, you are on with Hal. Hi.
Hello. Good morning.
Hi. Good morning. Good morning. Who am I speaking with?
Erica, I just kind of have like a quick question. I'm working on a project, and I was like brainstorming on talents that I have because we have to showcase it. But I don't really think I have one. I mean, I'm sure I do, but like for me, fashion would be like what I like to do. Like I can make outfits, put together outfits, like textures or colors, but that's not really a talent. And then the second one was like bargain shopping. I like to get good deals, but that's not either a talent either. So,
well, honey, wait a minute. This is a me call, but I got to tell you something.
Oh, no,
why
hold
are you
on.
Saying?
I need to take a minute.
Yes.
But
thank you.
My wheels are already turning, but you can start. I'll be back in 1 minute.
Okay. You know, I've got to tell you, why do you feel that that's not a talent? Because that's a great talent, and why can't you showcase it? So give me a little background, because I've got to tell you, very few, because what I see you doing, this is crazy, but I see you taking clothes that maybe are already made, or material that is already made, and tying it and cutting it and putting it together, and I feel that you'll have people who can wear those clothes walk in and showcase your talent. Do you see what I'm seeing?
Yeah, that's more like a pastime, but this is like a task for the sorority. Like, we're on the pledging process, and they want us to, like, showcase a talent. So, like I said, like, a talent is more of, like, oh, you can name all the presidents, you know, or you can say the alphabet backwards. Like, that's more of a talent where no one else can kind of do that, you know?
Well, I've got to tell you, and you can do what you want, because I'm not going to have an answer of what your talent is, because you've got a lot of talent. But I don't understand why you think that one talent about looking at presidents is different than a talent in fashion clothes. I would think that your sorority is going to think your talent is so fabulous that they're going to ask you to cut up their clothes, too. So I'm not understanding why you won't be true to yourself, but can I ask another question? Do you like, and you know, another thing that you can do is, which is interesting, what Hal was bringing us today is, do you resonate with anything metaphysically? Like, do you have crystals? Do you like scents and you know, and candles and color? Because you can bring that to the sorority and energy. You can bring in stones and explain to them, you know, what energy and vibration they are. And you can do the, you know, the purple and the pink, you know, the aquamarine, so that it's really a cool thing. Because a lot of sororities and fraternities in the new Aquarius age love this stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, it's not that I put my, like, pastimes, like, I don't give credit to them, but I just ask, like, if that was a talent. They're like, no, it's not a talent. So that's why
Really? Because I think that's a talent. And I think whoever told you that, you ought to say, well, what's your talent? Because I feel that that is a talent. Now, if they're saying that you have a talent show and you have to stand up and dance, and, you know, to me, you know, what do you feel you're the best at? Because I feel like I feel that it's funny, because I don't know what kind of sorority you belong to, but you seem like a really sweet soul. So I don't think you're really what I consider what would be like somebody who's not positive spirit. So you're a very positive spirit. And I would think that any talent that you have should be able to be showcased.
Yeah, that's true. Well, I have a job interview tomorrow, and I was thinking about, you know, how they always kind of ask you, like, oh, what's, like, a downfall about you? And I was kind of thinking about that yesterday, and I was going to say, like, I don't know if it's compassion or what the right word is, but, like, I feel, like, bad for people. But in the end, like, we create our own reality. But I still, like, you know, if I see, like, an old grandpa, like, walking down the highway with a bag, like, I'll give him a ride, even though I'm supposed to, like, not give people rides. You know, like, I remember one time I texted my brother, like, after work I was on the highway, you know, and I seen this old man. And I asked him, oh, if he needed a ride. And he's like, yeah, can you take me to church? And just downtown, like, where I was heading. And I was like, okay, yeah, I can drop you off. And he had, like, this big bag. And, like, I texted my brother. I was on my way home before that. I was like, oh, just to let you know, I'm giving this man a ride just in case I don't make it home or something.
Oh,
like,
my goodness.
You never know, you know. Yeah.
You have a heart of gold. So what you're saying is, what? Oh, gosh, I want to get a hold of you and twist your head, because I'm a counselor, too. That isn't a downfall. That is a beautiful gift. That's what your gift is compassion. Your gift is true caring about humanity. So when they say to you, what do you feel your downfall is? What I would say to somebody is, I feel that I only really, really resonate with positives, and I don't feel that I have a downfall, because I look at things with the glass half full. instead of half empty. So I would never think of saying to somebody what a downfall was, because I don't believe in downfalls. And I think that you're just so sweet. You don't want your compassion to be your downfall. So if you are looking at a downfall, I don't feel at your age or your stage that you have one, because compassion is never a downfall. Compassion is a gift, a beautiful gift. So I wouldn't answer that question, but I would answer it like this, because you want the job. They want to hear that you don't have any. So what they're looking for is for somebody to say, yeah, well, my downfall is I party and I can't get to work on time, or I'm always late. Then they're not going to hire you. But when they say, what is your downfall, I would think that you would say, the nice thing about me is I'm very optimistic, and I do not look at life or what I do as downfalls, because I try my best at everything. And one of my best qualities is that I'm a hard worker, I'm compassionate, and I help others. That's where I would go with that.
Yeah. Overall, though, how do you see that going tomorrow? I'm like, today it's all about rehearsing, like, potential questions and answers. You know, that way I'm not, like, blindsided when I get there. It's really important, for my career.
If you can be upbeat, smile, and be very, very, very honest, and understand that there are trick questions like that one, you are going to do marvelously. I think they would hire you. But you have to stay in the half full mode. You can't say, oh, well, here my downfall is that I'm too caring. Nobody wants, they're looking for you to say a downfall. The minute you do, they're going to X you off. So you don't want to say you have a downfall. You want to say you have an upfall.
Okay. Yeah, that was a trick question, because I always thought you have to be honest and say, like, a real one. So maybe not. Just flip it and be like, oh, I don't have any.
Positive. Right. You don't have to say you don't have any. Say, you know, I don't look at myself as having downfalls, because I try my best. And I feel if you try your best, I'm always on time. I come to work. I give you my best. And I love, I'm very compassionate. So for me, I don't look at life as a downfall. I always look at it as an upbeat. And I'm going to tell you, they're going to be very impressed with that, because they're going to catch a lot of people saying, oh, my downfall is I talk on the phone too much, or my downfall is I text at lunchtime, or my downfall is that I stay out too late and sometimes I don't get to work in time. Because people think that that's what they should say, but they're going to X you off the minute you answer that question. So don't do it.
Yeah.
Answer it with a positive, okay?
Okay, I got that one. Thank you, though.
Good. You're so welcome. Hal, do you want to add anything to that one?
Absolutely. Hey, Erica. First off, I have to give a counterpoint to Bonnie's about the downfall thing. And it's so funny, because this isn't even about, a channeled thing. This is self-experience of the whole downfall question, because I want to give you a flip side so that you're prepared for anything, okay? Because people are incredibly unpredictable, okay?
Yeah.
And depending on your interviewer, they might be the type of person who has the approach that Bonnie mentioned, where they have a rote response or a response that's already kind of written, where they're just going to write someone off, not because of the answer, but because the fact they did answer. I had an interview once with a woman who was like that, and she literally said to me, if I asked you to do something wrong, would you do it? And I was like, well, no, because if you do that, it costs the company hundreds of thousands of dollars. Logically, that should have made sense, but in her mind, she was like, the answer was yes. And I was like, that's ridiculous. Knowingly not contributing, and that's leadership mentality for you. And I mean, now I'm self-employed, so of course it makes sense now. But I would say if that's the case, that employer isn't even worth your time. But
no, this is
I've had an incident before where
yeah,
where Oh, sorry. Were you going to?
Oh, I was just going to say that I've met her. Her name is Paula, and it's a legislative internship program at the state capitol. So, like, it's not like she's trying to get at me or something. So she's really nice.
Well, that's good.
It's really good
that you've already had an introduction so you can kind of know what to expect. I was going to say, the other flip side, I've had that interview question before from someone.
Mm-hmm.
And the man interviewing me, I gave the answer to everybody. And to me, my answer was perfectly sincere and was perfectly accurately a weakness because I had noticed it when I had a different job, like an internship I had done before, where I received a criticism from my supervisor and I took it so personally that I didn't even want to complete the project because I felt like I'd failed her in some way. And I said
mm-hmm.
that as what my downfall was or what I thought was the problem for me. And two people said, oh, okay, that makes perfect sense. And the other interview, or there were three interviews that day, he was like, that's not a real weakness. I was like, how is getting so debilitated by a criticism that you didn't want to finish a project not a weakness? So it's kind of amazing how unpredictable people can be. Here would be my advice about that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there are ways of you giving that honest answer while still being able to be objective. And not having that be something that writes you out. I mean, I would say something like, you know, sometimes we have weaknesses that aren't even relevant to the job, that sometimes are legitimately a weakness that won't really influence anything. And sometimes we can say, I really think I could improve in this area. And I think that I could do better. And I think that's a really good one to go on, too.
If I think
I could improve, I believe I can improve here.
Yeah, it's more about how you say it than what you say. So if you start off like that, I think that's a good avenue to go. But that's
I'm glad. And because I know what it's like, especially in this day and age, because it's like people are becoming even more unpredictable in the hiring and in the job market in general. And I know how competitive it is and how stressful it can be. So, you know, it's like, I want to make sure we cover you from every angle on that one. And then I had some other things I wanted to tell you, and I missed a little bit of the very, very beginning, because I know you said there was some sort of, I wasn't sure if it was a project or a showcase.
Yeah, like a talent. We're supposed to brainstorm about a talent and then kind of showcase it to the sorority girl. But I don't really have one. Like, I was thinking, but I don't really have one that
You have plenty of talents. I don't want to hear this because you have plenty of talents.
I was gonna say, this is what I'm getting. Is that okay? Because when I heard you talking about, you know, your talent as like a stylist and all, that is a legitimate mm-hmm. talent, and you know, people make a living off that even. However, I did get that the audience will somehow have a disconnect or won't understand
mm-hmm.
it. So you might want to choose mm-hmm. a different one. Cause the audience will have that disconnect, and we want to protect your passion on that because your passion is very legitimate and it is something that's, you know, worthwhile.
Mm-hmm.
So I would say protect your passion of the stylist thing by not disclosing that one because the audience is wrong for it. But so you can find something else with that. However, I have to give you these two. Yeah, because
mm-hmm.
I got some energy signature things for you as well here. There's amp and there's sparkle factor, and it's like this is the first time I got to use sparkle factor for somebody because they're really awesome stones. But sparkle factor is the energy of like giving off that little like glitter of like brilliance. It's kind of like when the person in a cartoon they smile and the little shine comes off their teeth. You need to be feeling that about yourself more often.
Yes, she should.
Like,
you need
to be able to feel your own dazzling dynamic energy because everybody can work it, Erica.
What about improvising? Like, I don't really, like, if I need to get a job done, like, I will make it happen. Like, I will brainstorm and think of different ways to do it until, like you, I don't know how to say that, but, I can do that. Like, if something goes wrong, I quickly think of something and fix it. You know, like, just recently we were painting our pouches, and this, my roommate's dog was, like, she just ran through them, and I started washing them and then redoing them again. So, you know, otherwise I would have had to sew it again, but I thought of washing it, you know?
So how does that count? Are you talking about for your talent?
Yeah, maybe that can be a talent. No.
It's semantics here. So yeah, you're going to tell me that what they want is somebody who can recite the alphabet and they think that or recite the backwards, that's a talent, then yeah, you can change your positive thinking into a talent because that would be the same thing. Is that what you're looking to do? Because certainly, I look at a talent as, that's a skill. So, and I think that's a beautiful skill. And, what do you think, Hal? Because I see, when I look at a talent, I'm looking at somebody who uses crystal, energy.
See, like,
I look at people.
Right now about the talent situation is that, because that's the other thing. Like, I want to make it clear to you, Erica, that the stylist thing is a talent. It's just not the right forum.
Because
we wanted to say that from the beginning. It's like, doing things with clothing and all and styling people do make a living at that. So it's like that's completely legitimate. It's just the wrong audience. And I mean, I want to protect that for you because I know it's important to you and it's something that you're actually like really good at and that the wrong audience could give you the wrong perspective on your talent. Mm-hmm. This is the thing that I'm getting about the talent thing. And I'm not sure, like, is it an actual showcase or is it more like some sort of like essay or expose kind of thing?
No, it's just more like you just have to tell them and show them what your talent is.
Okay, because the first thing that I got is it's something that you're just really, really good at, like high talent level on it. I literally got if you do it well, it's worth considering.
Mhm. I just don't know what that is. That's the part.
Do you? Can I ask a question? Do you do anything?
I can find more cards here as a indication here because I have two.
Do you make any jewelry? Do you do anything with crystals and color?
No, not really.
Okay, because that's a great talent. Everybody loves to look at crystals and color and be able to put colors.
I just got another thing, too, is that I'm getting that you're a very, mental, cerebral kind of person whose talents lie in things like analytics.
Mm-hmm.
Which is why you're having such a hard time.
Yeah, well, like they gave us a mentor on Sunday, and we were supposed to guess who it was, like, based on clues. And I knew, like, right away who mine was, and I also knew, like, my partners. Like, I could just tell.
Wow.
And they were all scared. Like, they were freaked out. They're like, oh, my God, we think you're psychic or something. It was crazy to know I'm not.
Well, bring your tarot cards, girlfriend, and they'll all be very impressed. I am going to have to move on, but I do want you to know.
Erica, just one more thing.
Go ahead.
I didn't get to give her this. Her other energy signature was the amp one, and when you said people thought I was psychic, that I was being pushed to give you that, because people get the amp one when they're being encouraged to connect more with their higher self and their intuition, okay?
I love that.
So I would say maybe, try and dip into that pool a little bit more, even if it's just listening to your gut instincts, and that might even help you a little bit more with choosing that talent as well. But problem solving and analytics seem to be a strong suit for you. So maybe if there's a way of you doing that, maybe through showing how you solve puzzles or things like that, that might be good too.
Oh, that's a great, I didn't even think of that, but that's a great tool because it is a talent. So solve, and I got the Pink Panther for Chris. And I always say that people come in together that need the same kind of messages, but absolutely problem solving and puzzle solving are talents, and you absolutely, I don't know how you would show it except that you can throw out a problem and solve it or ask somebody to solve it and see what they get, and
or
then
you can
solve
show people what underlies those analytics, like how people solve particular puzzles or things like that, because for some people that's not easy, but if that resonates for you, that might be a nice way of kind of splitting the difference on things.
Okay. Well, sounds good. Thank you, though.
You're welcome. Absolutely. I'm sure you're totally confused. I am myself. So I just know that you can do this. That don't be, I feel that if you just take that timidness and put it into the I'm all that-ness, like the sparkle he's talking about, you can shine in anything that you do. But you've got to have that self-confidence. And you have the compassion. It's the self-confidence you need to start to work on. And that's what I'm seeing. So go for it, girlfriend. Put your heart and your soul into what you pick and go with it. And don't take no for an answer if you want to do something, okay? Well, I hope that she, oh my goodness, she just dropped. So, okay, I am going to go to 928. 928, you are on with Bonnie and Hal. Hi.
Hi.
Hello. Hi.
Hey.
Who are we speaking with?
Hi, Bonnie. This is Athena.
Hi, Athena. I'm handing you right over to Hal because I know what you're going to ask. But unless you wanted to tell me something.
No.
I'm going to hand you, Athena, right on over to Hal. Hal, this is Athena. Athena, this is Hal.
Hey, Athena.
Hi. My question is, I'm wondering if, I guess, my karma is done with the person whose initials DJ, and if it's not, then what is it that I need to learn?
Oh, my goodness gracious. I am so sorry, Hal. We're having some technical issues here because of the weather. So a few people have dropped off. I am going to pick up the next caller. I am
Wait,
so sorry.
Not there?
I don't see her. Like a few, what happened?
You know what?
It's
just got to give her this, assuming that comes back on or listens, because I already got part of the message that it's not a good mix, Athena. So you need to move beyond that relationship. I've seen this a lot, and it always comes too clear.
Whoever that person is, release
the connection with them. Their part is done for you. I mean, I could try and, you know, get a few more things in here, but I know that you must choose to release it. Otherwise, you're going to hold yourself in suspension. The connection is over now. You know, what we can review in hindsight later to understand how it was significant for making you grow beyond it and to probably meet other people really is, what it winds up being. But I wanted to make sure that I got to address that because it has to be released most definitely and then just move
forward. You know, I'm so glad that she called to ask you because Athena calls a lot, and she's just a sweet soul, but she's very caught up in this, and we've all told her. So I'm glad that you had that chance to, even without talking to her.
Okay.
So good for you. Okay, I am going to put 281 on. 281, you are on with Hal and me, of course. Who are we speaking to?
Hi, my name is Candace.
Hi, Candy. How are you?
Hi, I'm fine. Thank you.
I'm so glad I can put you on. Go for it.
Hal, what I want to ask today is, how do you see my business coming forward in the next few months?
Okay, hold on, Candy, because I got to do this because I'm getting a few things already. Give me one second.
Okay.
Well,
okay,
good, Candy. Then you...
this to you.
Go ahead.
I'm getting that you feel like things aren't moving fast enough or that you're not making enough progress fast enough and that it's creating, like, the bitter taste in your mouth where it's kind of like, oh, but it's still not quite there.
Mm-hmm.
And it's perception in this case.
Okay.
It's like, I feel like, you know, you want for things to happen quickly because, you know, we all want that kind of gratification. But at the end of the day, we can't force or rush things. Give me a second. Okay, yeah, because I'm literally getting like, you know, we do have our free will and we can participate to a certain level. But at the same time, we also have our own limits. Like, and I know, you know, as somebody who does, like, this line of work in particular, that sometimes, you know, it's circumstantial and, you know, we're kind of freelancers and if things come in, they come in, and if things can't come in at a particular time, then they can. And, you know, if we have to go through certain learning at a particular time, then things might dry up, and then, you know, then once we learn the lesson or go through that particular period or experience what we need to experience, then things start to come into a windfall again.
Okay. Yeah, they kind of knocked the wind out of me for, like, what is it, 9, 10 months?
Oh, and I was going to say, I literally got, if you feel like things aren't coming through consistently enough or well enough, do more marketing, which would be more advertising or more reach out, whether that's, because I'm not sure if you do things through community, through internet, but that would mean if it were through community, then maybe advertisements, flyers, those kind of like website
mm-hmm.
blue and yellow
mm-hmm.
pages.
Right. I know how to do posters and everything. I do really beautiful posters.
Yes,
and increase your posting, so to speak, and that could help
mm-hmm.
maybe, but at the same time, like, not to be overcritical at the same time, because sometimes, give me a second. Yeah, because sometimes literally we will be given dry spells if we need to be compelled. I mean, like, literally for me, this will manifest in ways where it's like all of a sudden I'm compelled to have to do something, and until I do it, like, all of a sudden, it's like what was perfectly consistent will just like all of a sudden vanish, and it'll come right back in full swing. It's amazing, but
mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm familiar with the tides, so to speak, and in my experience, the tides are always meaningful because whenever anything dries up for me, it's literally because I have to do something. I mean, this time I had to make these cards and do other things and learn other things for personal growth to be ready for what the future me will experience. But
be careful to
evaluate what things you might be feeling from your higher self, spirit, angels, et cetera, since I know you're an angel medium,
mm-hmm.
Angel card reader, that that you are listening to those feelings and those instincts, that you complete that work as well so that you take care of things. Because sometimes you're getting the time to do something, and until you really get that done, sometimes it'll be held in suspension continually until it's taken care of.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm going to say last year about this time they told me to take a break, and I didn't
mm.
listen to them, and they literally
knocked
me. Oh my
God, that is a classic one.
They literally knocked me out for 9 months. I mean, literally.
Overworking will always get you in a bad place. It's like, I've witnessed this firsthand too, where it's like my higher self will literally like tell me, you're going to drive yourself nuts, and like my body will like overheat and my heart will like overpalpitate if I do too much channeling in a row without monitoring myself initially. Yeah.
They told me to take a break last year. It was like in November, and I kept working and I kept working, and I was just overworked, upset, and all this stuff. December 19th, I literally fell down. They literally knocked me on my ass. Excuse my language. Knocked me on my bun.
It's like,
and
when
I
don't listen, then it's like, then we have to be taught the lesson, basically.
Yeah, and I am just now getting back where I can start to work again.
Mm-hmm.
I had
an
open trauma on my leg for, 6-7 months, Bonnie, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah,
absolutely.
They literally knocked me out.
Uh-huh.
Well, I'm so happy, Candy.
Let's put it this way. Next time that you're, you know, monitored to take a break, you're going to take it, right?
I am going to take the break.
Oh, I'm going to make her take it, but she got with the right people. There's other issues going on, so...
Other things that was going on, and they wanted me out of the situation, and I was still putting myself into it. They took me out.
Yeah, they did. And I want to get to this next caller, but are you Candy, are you satisfied? I love you. You know that, and you can stay on as much as you. Are you good?
I kind of got a brainstorm going on with those posters, so I can talk to Bonnie about that later.
Oh, thank you, because I would love them. If, you know, it's always about me, so I hope it's about my me. But, you know, if it isn't, I get it. So I'll get over it very quickly.
Yeah. Okay.
I'll
thank
talk
you.
To you soon. Thank you, Candy. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Candy.
I am going to put the next caller on. Very rarely calls. I cannot believe I'm seeing this, so I'm hoping I'm right. Okay, 210, you are on with Hal and me. Hi.
Hello, Bonnie.
Hi, who am I speaking with?
This is
Pearl. How are you?
I'm doing good. I have heard that if you have readings on your birthday, that they're extra special.
Oh, wait a minute. Absolutely. I'm going to sing. Hal, you're going to have to join me with this one. It is Texas Pearl's birthday today. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Come on now. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Come on now. Dear Texas. Happy birthday to you.
Usually I sing a lot better than that, and that was like way off key for me. I was like starting in whatever key. I don't even know. I'm actually really good at singing, but
that's right. Now, I thought you were gonna get me on key, but I actually sing from spirit, so I let them tell me the length of how I have to sing. But I'm going to hand Texas over to you for a birthday reading. She doesn't call, which is really interesting. So I am really excited and jazzed that she called. Go for it, Hal.
Well, thank you. Awesome. That's the best birthday song ever. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. I so mean it from the bottom of my heart.
Thank you. Hi, Hal.
Hey. And I just want to make sure we're referring to you by your handle, which is Texas Girl.
Yes, Texas Pearl.
Oh, Pearl.
Yes.
Okay, awesome.
Well, it could be Texas Diamond,
first,
but she didn't name herself
first one
that.
There, so I want to make sure I refer to you properly. All right, hit me with it.
Okay, I'm Pearl from Texas. So I'm kind of interested in what you see coming up for me in the next, I don't know, whatever. You can talk about career. You can talk about, I don't know, what do you see exciting for me coming up?
Okay, give me one second because I'm getting some other stuff here too.
It doesn't matter. Whatever you come through with. What does spirit want to tell me on my birthday? How's that?
Okay.
Well, I think. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. Sorry, because I already got mine coming through here. First thing that I got was artist. Okay. The archetype of artist. Then I have all these different chakras listed here: heart chakra, sacral chakra, third eye, earth star, and then throat. So I would say if you're doing any kind of meditative work to work on those in particular, yeah, I would also say if anything with, okay, emotions, sensuality, sexuality, or intimacy are on the radar right now to start taking them seriously, because that's what I was feeling here, like feeling off of the heart and sacral. The earth star is more about, like, deep grounding. So it's like if you feel in any way ungrounded or a little bit destabilized, to bring more balance into life. Earth star is the deep root. So it's a really unique one. Half the time people don't even think about this one. But it shows this, like, very, very deep stability. So it's like you want to feel that permeate everything. Throat, that would be, you know, more about expression and things like that. But I really think that third eye and throat are a lot more about just meditative practice and everything like that. So taking care of those chakras and everything. I would say with the artist thing that, okay, either A, if you are already interested in artistic pursuits, to increase those artistic pursuits, and if you haven't already, start trying, because it's going to be something fun for you.
Yeah. I need to start. I used to be more artistic than I am now. So that makes sense for me. I've been actually thinking about it lately.
And I'm really glad that, like, that you even said that, like, it's something that you've thought about before, because that's really how a lot of things function for us. It's like on a deep level we feel like, okay, this is something that I really love doing, or this is something that, you know, that I feel is a part of who I am. And sometimes we're challenged by external things to, okay, whether it's the craziness of life and the complications of our schedules, or, you know, sometimes for other people it can be family and relationships, And sometimes for people it can be ego things where it's like we feel wounded and we feel like, oh, maybe I'm not as great as I think I am and why am I doing that? But this is something special for you. So really start to, you know, follow that again. And, like, I feel this so okay, I'm feeling this very, very strongly connected to my heart right now because I'm feeling the pull in my heart. So that means that, like, the artistic endeavors are part of who you're meant to become. It doesn't mean that it's necessarily a work thing, but it's a part of your identity, okay? So continue to, you know, return to that, okay? Really do, because it's something special. It really is.
Yeah, it's kind of like making mud pies for some people. Once you get back into it and you start doing it, it becomes, you know, like mud pies, like Play-Doh, like fun. It's just kind of an expression that just makes you feel free inside. I know I need to get back to it.
What do you do? Wait a minute. I've got to ask you, Texas, because I know that you do interior design, which is very artistic. So what are you talking about artistic? Like what do you do? Do you paint? Do you do jewelry?
A couple things. So in the past I've done ceramic, and I like that medium. And I oil paint, which I haven't done in years.
And then I
like making jewelry. So those are kind of, I pretty much take care of everybody else in life. But I love, and I like drawing. But I always thought that I had to work my whole life. You know, you have to work. Those things are frivolity that you do when you have time left over. So I have to kind of shift my time, my thinking a little bit, so I make time for those, because I think that's how my soul will dance.
Exactly.
Wow.
And it's a part of your identity. Because I was going to say, I knew, like, whenever I say things like examples, I don't do it by accident, because I felt that thing about the whole, you know, division of time versus, you know, responsibility versus, you know, pleasure. But pleasure fuels how we get forward in life and everything. And it's like a part of self-realization, you know, and a part of, you know, really being true to our incarnation and our identity and who we're meant to become as well. Because you've probably heard me say this a few times, maybe earlier in the program here, but that, you know, it's like basically when we have these deep gut feelings and instincts or these deep heart instincts, it's because we're meant to experience these things and they're meant to be a part of us.
Yeah, and I think that especially for you, Texas, that would be a great, any one of those venues would be really good because it'll take your mind off a lot of the things that you have going on, which are a little bit more challenging. So I'd love to see you do any one of those. I'm so in awe because I tried jewelry. I went actually to make necklaces and earrings. I made a few for my friends. I made three because you know what the lady said to me in the jewelry shop? She goes, Bonnie, jewelry making is supposed to be like relaxing and, you know, very, you know, creative. She goes, you are a basket case. You do it in 3 seconds and I don't think you enjoy it. So I stopped making it, but that wasn't my venue. But I love the looks of it, but I just don't have the patience. I'm ADD to do that. But, you know, I didn't think I could have an artistic expression, but this is my artistic expression. So I really would love to see you get a, you know, I always thought that, you know, you have, and you just recently got your decorate, and that in itself is unbelievable and very artistic on a big scale. But for a little scale, meaning yourself, you could put up an easel in your home, you could make jewelry in your home, and you can also do pottery. Now, I know you'd have to go out for that, but that might be a great way to meet people also, Texas.
I've always wanted to do pottery where you spin a wheel.
Yeah.
I thought that was
just
so much fun, you know, like reminds me of that one scene with Patrick Swayze. What movie is that?
Ghost.
This pot together.
Absolutely. You know what? That's where the sexual thing is coming in that Hal brought up. I could already feel it.
So.
Yes, I think she's thinking about that.
Something. coming through on that.
Thank God. No, I think you need to put that away and concentrate on your, I'm kidding, and concentrate on your piece on that wheel versus the person behind you. But you know
I actually looked up, there are some local classes that I looked up, and I looked up last week. So she's right on track, right on track.
I absolutely think you should do it, and I'll tell you why. Although you'll stress over it, you don't know how. She is a Scorpio. And what happens with Scorpios is they worry and they, you know, they think, and that is this the right thing? And then they weigh it, and then they don't think they can do that. Actually, that's more Cancer. But the thing is with what you're doing, Cheryl, you should absolutely look to do that. I think it'll expand your horizons as well as give you an outlet for all of your pent-up stuff. And I don't mean mean or nasty. It's just it'll give you time away. It'll also get you somewhere, and it'll actually take your mind off it. If you can really concentrate, that the piece doesn't have to be perfect, okay?
We'll talk about that later.
Yes. Now, I do want to let you know that you are a wonderful creative soul, and you have expressed it in many ways. And one being that you are really a healer, and you're a self-healer, really. So I know, healer, heal thyself, and actually listen. And start putting some outlets in your schedule, like Hal said, for some creativity.
Okay. I think that would be healing.
Yeah. So now you've heard it on the show, and now you can actually sign up, because I think it would be a great idea. But another thing I want to tell you is coming through for me is, don't use it as a crutch for all the other things that you need to do, okay, and put the other things aside. So thinking you're going to do this, you have a lot on your plate. You have a lot on your plate right now, and you've got to get through some of the things taken off your plate, and you know what they are, and then this class can be used as in tandem with what you're doing, as a outlet, relaxing outlet. And if you can use it as that, I say go for it.
Okay. So don't lose sight of my current priorities, but add it in there somehow.
Well, don't add it as, so you're going to add it as, you're going to, I can see it, I can feel it. You're going to add it as another chore. You need to add it as your meditation time. So when you add it, it doesn't mean you forget or you don't do the other stuff thinking, oh, I got to do this class. No, you allot enough time to do the same work you were doing and say, this is my meditation time. I'm going to go and forget everything. I'm going to relax, and I'm going to enjoy, let any messages come through, and I'm going to have fun. But not in lieu of the other stuff. When you put those on the back burner, you're coming back to double the work, and then you're not going to be happy. Okay?
Okay.
I have 90 seconds.
I want to thank you.
Happy birthday, Texas. Happy birthday. Have a big piece of cake and coffee, of course.
Yes.
Thank you, Hal.
All the things. Thank you so much, ladies. Bye-bye.
Bye. I just want to say a house thank you again for a wonderful, wonderful time. We always enjoy having you, and all of our enjoy having you too. So thank you, and have a great rest of your evening.
Absolutely. Thank you, Bunny, and thank you, everybody. It was great.
Bye.
Bye.
And I just want to tell everybody before we get off in 30 seconds, tomorrow I have Annabelle Miller and Brenda Brand and me. We are the first hour. I've switched the show up. So 1 to 2, you get tarot readings. You get messages, downloads, mediumship from the girls, the metaphysical view. At 2 to 3 is now astrology. It's Dr. Ron Cole. He needed that extra hour, I think, to sleep because he listens to all the midnight radios. So he will be here. It is the coolest subject. that is talking about tomorrow. Please join us 1 o'clock tomorrow for Annabelle Miller, Brenda Brand, and me, the Metaphysical Girls, and Dr. Ron Cole, second hour astrology. Thanks again. Bye.